The moment the proposal for Choosing Love was selected, I wept. One might think they were tears of joy, but that was not the case. The tears symbolized the end of a long road of fear for myself and for my family. Without my family behind this book, it might never have had the chance to fully come into existence. I dedicate Choosing Love to my mother for her courage, wisdom, and unconditional love. I dedicate this book to my father for his courage to be selfless and vulnerable for the sake of the possibility of helping others, and to my brother for his blessing on this project and unwavering sense of humor. I also want to express deep gratitude to my husband and our three daughters, Megan, Michaela, and Mackenzie. I couldn't be more proud of who you are. We are truly blessed. Behind every great book is an outstanding editor, and Laura Daly, you went above and beyond on this one. This was our second book together, and our connection, we both agree, was no accident. Thank you to all the team members at Adams Media, particularly Karen for your vision and artistry, and Brendan for your insight and for holding me accountable every step of the way. Last but certainly not least, I thank God and all the angels, guides, and masters who no doubt had a hand in choosing love. I woke up drenched in sweat with my nightgown sticking to my chest. My shoulders and neck were rigid with tension. My first thought was that I was having a perimenopausal moment. But then, I quickly and very clearly recalled a dream. In my dream, I was fighting a heavy, thick, smoky blob-like energy out of my house. I was using the sword of Archangel St. Michael, fighting off all the negativity, discord, and fear. After I was done with the sword, I took a fire hose and blasted the crap out of my home. At first, the rooms looked dark, but soon I saw light appearing through windows. In my dream, I felt like a warrior or some kind of superhero. I went after the fear head-to-head, saying, "Get the hell out of my life." The next day was the shittiest day ever. My husband and I got into a fight. My teenage daughter was battling her own insecurities and doubts. And I could not get out of my own way. No matter what I tried to do, go to the gym, run an errand, read, clean, write, sleep, I ended up sitting and crying instead. I cried all day. In the bathroom, in parking lots where I was waiting to pick up my middle school daughter, in the shower, in bed, pretty much anywhere I went. Every place, thing, and thought was a trigger. I felt as if I was taking on not just my own problems, but the problems of others, perhaps even the problems of the world. I felt overwhelmed and miserable. The power and bravery I'd shown in my dream was nowhere to be found in my waking hours. In between the tears, I prayed. I prayed for patience, love, higher consciousness, hope, and more. I must have said at least 150 prayers that day. One of the prayers I said was, "God, I know I am going to thank you for this someday. I may not know what it is for right now, but I am grateful." I knew I needed some help, so I called one of my spiritual teachers and friend, Cynthia Frances Bacon. She said, "Darling, you are in fear. You must go to love, not 99% love, 100% love. Hug your husband and your kids, and most of all, take care of yourself. Pamper yourself, watch a funny movie, do whatever you can to get out of fear. And darling, keep praying." Within a few hours, my prayers were answered. My husband and I apologized. My daughter pulled herself through her doubts, and I was running through my to-do list like nothing. What changed? The difference was my mindset. Instead of fighting fear, I was in a state of fearlessness. I realized I could deal with the challenges in my life in a very different way. I realized that love doesn't always make you feel warm and gushy inside. Sure, it fosters patience and compassion. However, it also gives you power, strength, and resilience.